Now, Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda has apologised to the parents of a baby boy who died hours after he was fatally injured during his delivery. The High Court heard the circumstances of baby Evan Toots' delivery in June 2012 were quite horrific. Our court's reporter Vivian Trainer has the details. Vivian, a very sad case. What's the background?
Yes, indeed. Well, Evan's mother, Fiona, was admitted to be induced on the 14th of June in 2012. And the court was told today, as you said there, Justin, that the circumstances of the baby's delivery were quite horrific. A number of attempts had been made to deliver the baby by forceps. And in their legal action, the parents claimed that there was a failure by medical staff to challenge the doctor who was delivering the baby, and a failure to call the on-call consultant to intervene, and that a more junior doctor was allowed to proceed with these many attempts to deliver the baby by forceps. In any event, the baby suffered a fractured skull and a significant brain injury during that forceps delivery, and he died later that day. Now, the hospital denied liability up until November of last year, and today in the High Court, lawyers for Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital read an apology in which they extended a sincere and heartfelt sympathy to the parents of Evan, Fiona Toots and Ivan Murphy on the death of their baby, and they also apologised for what they said were the deficits in care of Fiona Toots and her son. Now, both parents have settled their cases against the hospital. The details of those settlements were not before the court today, but Mr Justice Kevin Cross did approve the statutory payment of compensation in such cases of €25,000. And the judge said that this was undoubtedly an awful event on what should have been a joyous day.
What was the reaction, Vivian, from the boy's family?
Well, Ivan Murphy gave a statement on behalf of himself and Fiona outside the court. He fought back tears as he delivered that statement, touched on a number of aspects to this case, but said that it shouldn't have happened in this day and age. He also called for a date of inquest into Evan's death. He said that hadn't happened yet and he was wondering why it hadn't happened. We can hear from him now.
Our son Evan was born on the 14th of June 2012 at 6:20 a.m. He passed away in his mother's arms at 7:15 p.m. In this day and age, this should not have happened to Evan or any other child. Hurtful allegations were made by the hospital and the HSE that our son had brittle bone disease. It was later proven that Evan did not have that disease. It took 5.5 years to admit liability. Why did the hospital choose to deliberately prolong our suffering? I would like to see the persons responsible for that decision to be held accountable. We are meant to put our confidence and trust in these people, but they let us down in the worst possible with the loss of our son. This should not have happened and could have been avoided. We have still not had an inquest into Evan's death. We can't understand why this has not happened. Today I am publicly appealing for a date for the inquest into our son's death to be confirmed. We would like to thank our family and friends for the support they have shown Fiona and I over the past 5.5 years. Every day I wish and pray we could have that day back again. I would have said stop. I would have never let him go ahead and deliver Evan by force. If only he had sent Fiona for a section, our baby would have been here today. He would now be going to school, playing with his friends, and have the same life and love as any other child.
That was Ivan Murphy, the father of baby Evan Toots, speaking to reporters outside the High Court this morning. Our thanks to Vivian Trainer for bringing us the details of that story.